Good morning, Linda. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
So to start out, can you talk about a little bit about why coding is so important to be teaching in schools now?
Well, I think it's the interface to my generation's imagination. And when we think about the world we live in, it's more and more run by computers. Like, we don't listen to CDs anymore. We have Spotify and other music software. We don't use cash money. We have credit cards and so forth. And I think it's very, very important that we get a more diverse group of different kinds of kids to get excited about a career in technology and sort of see themselves as creators of technology rather than only passive consumers of it.
A big issue with the current state of coding is, of course, with all STEM related fields, there's a massive gender margin. Why is the gender gap in coding so big?
And it's a crazy thing because in the beginning, programming was a female profession. The first programmers of the world were actually females during the Second World War. Like the females in U.S. Military who were calculating ballistic curves were women, and sort of the very roots of programming are with the women. But I think there's been this perception about technology that it's somehow mechanical and lonely and not a subject where you need human skills. And nowadays, when you look at programmers, they work in multidisciplinary teams and they need to have good communication skills. And also the scope of the projects that we solve with software has broadened. So it's not only creating business applications, but it's addressing transportation and it's addressing healthcare and like all these problems that span a big scope of things in the world. So I think talking about those things, that it's a creative profession and it's a profession that in essence is every single industry is becoming a software industry, should make it a little bit more accessible for different kinds of people.
I suppose the humanitarian aspects are becoming more and more prevalent in our sort of technology work. And I understand that initially computer work was sort of like secretarial work and it was quite unpaid for the women who were working around the Second World War. And when it became sort of the tech boom and it started becoming much more lucrative, that's when men took over.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think there was this study, yeah.
Why do you think that it's so important to have gender equality in coding?
I think it's just the kinds of problems we end up solving are different when we come from different backgrounds. And I don't know what the situation in Australia is, but I think at least in US and in Finland, where I originally come from, like the shortage of programmers is already now pretty huge. And just like having different kinds of people solve problems that they find relevant for themselves, I think it's just going to produce better results and better products and in the end, like a better world.
Well, you've authored a book targeted to young children on basic coding skills. I mean, coding to me seems incredibly complex. I don't understand anything about it. So the idea of understanding it as a child is wild to me. How do you simplify something which a lot of people perceive as so complex to a way that can be understood by children?
My approach starts from software and storytelling and the idea that we, as kids, we have these big, profound stories that really shape the way we grow up and we have these role models and so forth. And there's very little of that in the world of technology. So when I was a little girl, I wish there was a book that showed me a capable and strong and clever little girl solving problems with technology. But the way I would make it a little more approachable is just by telling that a computer takes very different commands than people. It needs a different kind of language. A computer needs instructions that are exact. Commands that happen in the right order, and take into account all sorts of different scenarios, and you need to be careful when you name things. And in the book, for instance, you would have an exercise where one of the kids is a programmer and the other kid is the computer, and the programmer gives instructions on how to wash your teeth, for instance. So that already requires a lot of decomposing skills, a lot of like taking into account different kinds of scenarios. And through those kinds of activities, the kids start to get a mental mindset of what it means to speak to a computer and how you compose problems. So it's not that much about teaching kids specific programming languages, rather about teaching them how a computer's way of thinking or operating is different from a human's.
Yeah, right. Well, that sounds like that could be useful not just for children, but for less tech savvy adults like myself.
Well, I suppose the best kind of children's books, like they talk on multiple different levels. So I've definitely had many parents who come to me and say that, oh, it was very useful for me too, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, one last question before I do let you go, Linda. I mean, the topic of gender encoding has been becoming, you know, a lot more widely discussed, which is great. What sort of initiatives are there being taken to encourage kids to learn how to code more? And what initiatives do you think should be introduced to push it further?
So I think one of the best ways to make programming and coding and technology education accessible for all kinds of learners is through public schooling and school and educational systems in general. And I think it's a wonderful idea that governments have started to really like push this idea that we need more teachers who are capable of teaching programming as a part of the curriculum already at the early ages. Because like it seems to me that younger and younger, they start to sort of define themselves in this very binary fashion that I'm not good at math or sciences or technology. So bringing programming to a part of the core curriculum is, I think, a very sort of healthy and exciting movement. That being said, I really wish that people would pay a lot of attention on how they are doing it. So instead of making computer science into this boring, like, dull discipline that the kids will hate, like thinking about how to make it more approachable and accessible, like maybe introducing programming as a part of the arts curriculum or as a part of the physical education curriculum, and making it giving out also the context of how, if you want to be a veterinarian or if you want to be a ballet dancer or a pet doctor, like how programming can be relevant for you. So making it fun, making it approachable for different kinds of learners, and giving out the context of computing. That's, I think, the way we can make it a little bit more approachable.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's not just all the tech and math sides. There definitely is a big creative element to building stuff and designing stuff on a computer. Linda, absolutely. Thanks so much for joining me this morning to have a chat a little bit about all of this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and enjoy the day.